Martin Barbary. He is the first vice president of National Corn Growers and will be taking over for me October 1. I am the, as Gene said, the NCGA president this year. And we want to make sure that we had time today to talk to you about something positive that's happening with us at Corn Growers, and that is our membership numbers. So in July, we hit a new record. We have 40,000 Corn Grower members of the association for the first time ever. And we're excited about this for three reasons. And I would say that we could categorize those reasons as the past, the present, and the future. So in the first place, this shows that the corn farmers in the United States, as I am one of them, are proud about our organization's reputation, the reputation of NCGA, and the things that we have done in the past to create and maintain opportunities for corn growers, which is our mission. So since 1957, NCGA has been a well-respected voice, whether it's on Capitol Hill or in your state capital, like here in Springfield, and from Main Street to Wall Street. So we've been a leader fighting for key issues that matter to corn farmers and building those alliances that will make a difference in the future as ag moves forward. So secondly, this membership goal is important because it reflects who we are at the present time, and that is that we have a strong and vital trade association at a time when some organizations, some trade associations are losing members. We have been gaining. We're excited about that. And then I think most importantly, this is a reflection about what the future is going to be for NCGA and also for our corn farmer members. And in the weeks ahead, we've got some very heavy policy to be moving, as we have this entire week. We've got some important debates that will happen in Washington, D.C., and as you know, the first one has been on our plate for quite a while. It's the Farm Bill. The extended 2008 Farm Bill expires September 30th, and we see that Congress is significantly split on what the path forward is. So as our members of Congress came home for the August recess, we encouraged our members, all 40,000 of those members, to go back home and to meet at a grassroots meeting at the coffee shop. If they couldn't have a personal meeting with their congressman, to call them or email them and tell them how important the Farm Bill passage is to their farm and their family and their rural community. So most of us had our representatives who were very supportive of them, and we made sure that we thanked them. But then we also asked them to go and talk to their colleagues to get them to vote yes to get this Farm Bill moving. Secondly, our big issue is the renewable fuel standard. And the NCGA stands strong on the support of that renewable fuel standard. We have been under attack by big oil and others. And we want to make sure as we go forward that we have that foundation. Corn growers and NCGA were very instrumental in getting the RFS written. We all know that America needs a domestic and renewable fuel, that it matters not just to us who are farmers and our rural communities, but it also matters to consumers to give them a choice at the pump. So now is the time for action, and we've been calling those 40,000 members to action all summer long and to get them to reach out to their lawmakers, to get them to have those one-on-one conversations back home with their neighbors and consumers who don't understand who a farmer is anymore, what we do, and why it is important to them. So we're asking our members to get involved, whether it's direct conversations or writing letters and editorial pages or getting involved on Facebook and Twitter to tell their story. We got a lot of people with a lot of talent, and we say that right now there's no more important time to be a member of your corn association, your state association, and to pay your Jekoff dues so that we can make sure that we have a bright future for the next generation of farmers. I ran into a guy yesterday from Ohio, and after he listened to an interview that we did with Orion Samuelson, he said, "How can I become a member?" And that's what we really want to do, is to give people the avenue to get involved. So we have lots of opportunities for engagement, and we cannot win these issues, the conversation on these issues, without our grassroots getting involved. So right now, I'd just like to invite Martin to come and share the podium with me, and we would be glad to take any questions or comments that you have for us.
Yeah.
Cindy.
And Martin, regarding the RFS, I
You know, we believe that the EPA has the flexibility to adjust the volumes, and we believe that there should not be a legislative fix. We think that it's working the way it was intended to work, and the EPA can adjust those numbers as they look forward. They just came out with some changes in the volumes this year. So I'll let Martin also comment because Shimkus is his congressman.
Yeah, as we talked earlier, Cindy, you know, yeah, John is my congressman, but yet I'm firmly believe that there is the flexibility within the EPA to adjust those volumes. We're still having those conversations with the office, and I really think at the end of the day, you know, our biggest concern is keeping the corn ethanol 15 billion gallons there. They're not really talking about changing that. They're just trying to fix this volatility in the RIN problem. We have a little different theory on how whether they really need to do it legislatively or not.
I've been looking in that Farm Bill crystal ball for a long time now, and I'm still optimistic that we can get something done here in the short term beyond that September 30th deadline, and we expect there to be something done. We've been waiting a long time. We've been running out of patience. This isn't going to get any easier. So I'm not going to speculate on exactly when the date is, but we really expect Congress to come back from that August recess with a renewed determination that they can do something and get it passed and get it through the final hurdle.
You know, that's kind of back to what Pam was talking about getting our members involved. That's kind of been my focus. That's going to be my focus for the next year. If let's get our members engaged, get them active, get them talking to their congressional offices. You know, let them know what they need. And, you know, we hope that we've gotten that moving here in the last month or so. And if Congress is listening, they should be hearing that growers want a five-year comprehensive farm bill, and they really want it now. You know, I was asked earlier if in my crystal ball about September 30th, and that on a scale of 10, maybe 4 or 5, but hopefully by the end of the year, we're looking at a 7 out of 8 out of 10 of getting that job done.